The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. This year's General Assembly in Kentucky continues in the politics as usual mode. Even the Kentucky Senate, which has moved quickly on moral bills proposed in recent years, moved slower this year. While most Kentucky senators did vote for these bills on the floor of the Senate, in my opinion, the Senate leadership and committee chairman did a poor job of getting these bills out of the Senate as quickly as they might have. Even worse was the action of the House leadership on these bills. Though Speaker Greg Stumbo promised a fair hearing on SB 79, the pro-life bill, the House leadership assigned it to the Health and Welfare Committee, chaired by Tom Burch, arch-liberal from Louisville. Burch's committee was the same one that, in the 07 session, blocked the effort to stop the homosexual advance in Kentucky. They arranged in that year for Ansel Smith, representative from Knott, Magoffin, and Letcher counties, to be absent the day the vote was taken. Thus, homosexuals won their bid to keep advancing in Kentucky. Burch had bragged early in this session that if they'd send this pro-life bill to his committee, he would kill it. In spite of that, the House leadership sent it there anyway. The bill died on March 10th due to a tie vote in that committee. The Public Decency Act has had no hearing whatever in its committee and isn't likely to. The adoption bill's fate looks the same. So much for politics as usual in Kentucky. Jesus had words for politicians who refuse to be statesmen and stand for His truth against the evils of our time. He warned, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." While it's painful to lose these battles in the legislature, what's even more painful is the fact that our legislators reflect our own thinking as Kentucky citizens. While I want to say a wonderful thank you to the considerable number in the state who made phone calls to their legislators or who made the extra effort to go to Frankfort for the recent rally there, the sad fact is most Kentuckians still care more about their own plans than they do the liberty of their children. They may be ignorant that their neglect is causing the liberty of their children to be stolen. Nonetheless, it is their fault. The lack of praying for government servants, the lack of voting by our citizens, the lack of knowing that we are the ones who must watch over our government, or it will fall into the hands of evil men, are the result of this ignorance. Thus, the blame rests with those of us who refuse to be involved in government. The good news is, we're doing better than we were 20 years ago. The simple truth is, despite how few of us there are now who are active, the number is still more than it was 20 years ago. We just had so far to come when we started that we're still a long way from where we have to get to. But the Lord will honor all you may have done in the effort to see morality returned to our laws. He keeps the record. And the Bible says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." In other words, there will be a reaping of our sowing. So let's resolve in our hearts to be found scattering the seed of truth in this state and wherever you are, no matter what kind of opposition there is. There's a good harvest waiting, even in this evil day. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, our American Heritage seminars and revivals, as well as other things that we do to promote the message of America's Christian heritage, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.